Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Thursday the 15th of November, Rabbi Akiva Teichtal, on death and dining, eating in the presence of the deceased.
Good Chodesh, London. Good Chodesh, Toraway. Mazel Tov to Beth Medrash Ohel Moshe for the newly refurbished Beth Medrash. Beautiful. And it's my honor to be here my third time. It's a chazoka. It's getting dangerous. We just heard about Bikur Choylim. So in Halacha, after Bikur Choylim, in some Sforim, after Bikur Choylim comes the inyonim of the mace, in case things don't turn to be the right way. We live in a world of rights. Everybody has rights. Women's rights, children's rights, animal rights, crazy people's rights. Everyone has rights. And in Halacha, in Yiddishkeit, we see a very interesting segment of society that have rights, and these are the dead people. Dead people should be treated with a lot of respect, not only in the process of burial, and not only it is important to bring the person to burial as soon as possible, even before the person is buried and after the person is buried, he should be treated very, very nicely, very well. Yeah, we're very careful not to insult dead people. The Gemara in Shabbos, at the beginning of the Masechta, says the dead people physically feel what is happening. They feel the worms, they feel the physical pain. Towards the end of the Masechta, the Gemara in Shabbos says that they know what is being said around them, they can hear what's being said. So, when one faces a dead body, in such a case, Chalila, then one has to know how to behave. I'm sorry that I'm starting your month with such a morbid subject. My excuse is that last week's Parsha, we saw that Avraham Avinu went into great length, dealing with sorrow. It's interesting to note, although it's not exactly today's subject, it's interesting to note that Rabbeinu Yoinah, the way he counts the Asara Nisyonis, he says that this was the 10th Nisoyon, and therefore ultimately the hardest. And this is another question, how come such a relatively minor occurrence of dealing with Sorrow's death is considered as Avraham's hardest Nisoyon, even more than the Akedah? If we have time, and you behave yourselves, and you don't ask me too many questions, we may be able to answer that question too. But now, let's get back to the dead. Yep. Okay. So, there is a concept in Halacha, a very famous concept, which I'm sure everyone is familiar with, and that is the pasuk in Mishlei, Loyeg Larash Cheref Oisehu. The one who mocks the poor person, the Rash, the one who mocks the poor person, Cheref Oisehu. It's as if he is blasphemous to his maker, to Hashem. And the Gemara relates this pasuk to dead people. There are two halachas, as far as I know, here in the Gemara, in Brachas, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and in other places in Shas. One should not say Divrei Torah, one should not say Krishma, should not practice certain mitzvahs. It's a huge subject by itself, but things to do with Torah and mitzvahs should not be done in front of the mace, at least not within the Dalet Amis of the mace. Dalet Amis is always considered as the person's turf, the person's territory, and as we said, yeah, today I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm alive, and hope to be alive till 120, but today I'm acting as the advocate for the dead people, dead people's rights representative. So my clients are telling us, don't make fun of us. Within Dalet Amis, this is a person's territory, a dead person also has his territory, and therefore do not do mitzvahs in front or in the vicinity of the dead person, because you're flaunting it. You're basically telling the dead person, ha 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 ha, I can do mitzvahs, I have tzitzis, tefillin, etc. Well, you cannot. A very famous Gaon, the Gaon Vilna, says that before he was nifter, he said that in this world, for a few liters, you can buy You can buy some strings and make tzitzis and gain such olam haba, and after your niftar, that's it. Dead people, as holy as they may be, cannot practice mitzvahs, and it's considered as lo glarash. We're mocking the dead people by practicing mitzvahs in front of them. There's another application, another nefkamina of lo glarash, and that is, the Gemara here says, kol haroya hameis veinu melaveyu, says Rav Yehuda, the one who sees a dead person, he sees the levaya, and he does not follow the levaya. It says in halacha at least dalet ames. In other words, we're talking about, there are two ways how to mock a person, at least two. One of them is to flaunt it and show what I have and you don't. And the other way is basically to ignore the person. The person is being escorted and you just, you know, whiz by and you don't pay attention to the Leviah. That too is a form of Loi Glarash. So these are the two Loi Glarash cases that appear in the Gemara. As was promised, today we're going to talk about eating in front of the mace. Whining and dining. Whining with a WH. Yeah, whining and dining. Anyway, what happens, says the Bryson Yudzainim with mace, what happens when one has a mace in front of him? The Gemara says, Misha Mace Mutalafanov, the Mishnah says Yudzainim with mace, Potter Makrishma, etc. One who has his own dead person, meaning he's a close relative, one of the Shiva Kroivim, one of the people that have to deal with the burial of the dead, and the dead person is in front of them. The Gemara talks, the beginning of a brisa brought down in the Gemara talks about eating. And the Gemara says, Mishemesu mutalafonov oichu bevais acher. One must eat in a different house, you may mean a different room. And if you don't have a different house, you have to go to your friend. And the person can say, you have to go to any Jewish person's house, to any friend or even another yid who you may not be so friendly with, in order to avoid that situation of eating in front of the dead person. And if you really have no other choice, you have to make a mechitza of ten tfachim and eat behind the mechitza, make a mechitza between the dead person and the eating person. And if not, you have to turn your back. It sounds like eating in front of the dead should be avoided almost at all costs. Later on, the Braisa says, the next line is, there's a difference, it's important to differentiate between the two, there's a difference, Isser, of Eina Oichel Boser v'Eina Shoyse Yain. In other words, according to, as far as I know, all Meforshim, there's a separate Isser of not eating or drinking wine, or not eating Vaseva. Don't start the whole, you know, reclining, dining, having a festive meal with meat and wine anywhere. In other words, the person that's supposed to take care of the dead person should not have a nice festive meal anywhere, not only in front of the dead. And the question is, what is exactly wrong with the first Isser of Achila? The Isser of eating in front of the dead person, it does not have to involve Boser V'Yayin. You're having your, most of my Talmidim are Americans, so being in England, I'll move to fish and chips instead of the American food, yeah? Is fish and chips still common here? Okay, thank you. So you can't have your fish and chips, although it's not Boser V'Yayin, in front of the dead person. Why? Says Rashi, Denire Kaloye Glarash. Yeah, three words. Denir e kilo glarash. It seems as if the person is lo glarash. And two questions come to mind right away. First of all, where does Rashi take lo glarash from? We just saw the lo glarash has to do with either performing a mitzvah in front of the mace, learning Torah with many different, you know, applications, or ignoring the mace completely, like walking by as if nothing happened. And here, we're talking about a person eating. Why is eating in front of the dead considered as loy glarash? We may have a hargosha that this is the wrong thing to do, but as we better know, halacha is a precise science. In halacha we have to define exactly where things come from. You can't just say it doesn't feel right. And we have to understand where is loy glarash coming into the scene. And trust me, the mace, I mean, not from experience, I don't know, but the mace is not salivating when he sees your fish and chips, although he cannot eat, yeah, unlikely to the mitzvahs, where he's jealous of you for performing mitzvahs, when it comes to eating, he's not jealous. How do I know? Never been there. So Rashi, in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara mentions that's a different Gemara that mentions the Isurim of what not to say in front of the dead person. And the Gemara says, Omer Abzirka, Omer Biyami, Omer Bishop, and Levi, and Omer Bifna Meis, Elo Dvorov Shel Meis. Yet when the mace is around, when the body is lying in front of you, I assume, and it sounds from the Mephoshim, that this is a situation of hesped, eulogy, and one should only say things relating to the mace, which the Mephoshim explain as the Ritva, the Tosfos Rosh. They say it either means the good qualities of the mace, the hesped, or prior to the hesped, it means things to do with him, what he needs. You know, get him the tachrichim, the maspidim, call somebody from America, wherever, to come to the Levaya, etc. And then the Gemara adds, Omer be'abe b'kane lo omer elet b'divrei Torah. Yeah, the things that are not allowed to be said outside the needs of the dead are divrei Torah. And here Rashi jumps and says, Loeg l'rash. Don't say divrei Torah in front of the mace. Aval mili de'alma leislan bo. In other words, if you want to talk about whatever, mili de'alma, anything outside Torah, you feel it's necessary to talk in front of the dead of the whatever, Obama and Romney business, or excuse me, whatever, the prince and princess going on holiday or something, any mili de alma, these things you may say in front of the dead. Why? Rashi says something which I think has a bit of a musar in it also, something which maybe Rashi says with a sarcastic tone. Rashi says, she'ein gnai lemachrish behen. Yeah, it's not a gnai, yeah, it's not a disadvantage if you don't know exactly what the prince is doing or exactly why Obama won the elections. It's not gnai. Somebody who keeps quiet when everyone around you talk about things that are not Torah, it's not a gnai. And therefore the mace does not feel deprived either. Because the fact that he's not joining the shtus conversation is not anything that he feels bad about. So again, we see that only Torah things are considered loeg l'rash, or ignoring him. So why exactly is eating even a small meal in front of the mace considered a problem of loeg l'rash? One of the Talmidim in my Chabura, in our Torah center, Shem Omer, it's the broker, he pointed a very clear, almost glaring diuk in Rashi. Rashi says, Nirek loeg l'rash. Rashi does seem to feel that this is not the real McCoy, this is not Loeg L'Rash, it's Nirek Loeg L'Rash. It seems as if you're Loeg L'Rash, it seems like some kind of second grade Loeg L'Rash. True, that's a very good view, but one still has to understand what exactly is the connection to Loeg L'Rash. The second question regarding the Loeg L'Rash pshat of Rashi, true, true, but this is not true. So my dear uncle here says that one may not eat because you should avoid the brachas. Is that what you're saying? We thought of that, but it doesn't seem to be the case because not saying brachas belongs to the second part of the brisa. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. The brisa has two parts. The first part is don't eat in front of him. Yeah? Don't eat in front of the dead person, turn around, Mechitza, other people, just avoid that confrontation of the diner versus the mace. That's one part. The second part of the brisa, regarding the brachas, the brisa says one should, the oinen, and this, we're talking about oinen over here the whole time, the oinen himself, what? And he doesn't make brachas, exactly. That's the second part of the brisa, and oinen doesn't make brachas, even if the mace is loleinu in London and he's in LA, whatever, same thing. Now, and that actually, what I just said, leads me to the second question. If you notice, something very funny is happening here. Something, again, that doesn't synchronize. And that is, loeg l'rash applies to anybody. You're not allowed to be contemptuous to the mace, whether you are related or not. You're not allowed to go into the Dalet Amis of the mace and do your mitzvahs and show your tzitzis and flaunt your tefillin or ignore him, even if he's not related to you at all. Yeah, even if he's your 12th cousin or is, I don't know, Ger Tzedek, doesn't make a difference. However, this brisa is talking about Misha Mei Soy. And Mei Soy, across the board, there are many machloksim in the sugya later on as well. Everyone agrees Mei Soy, his mace, means an oinen. So all of a sudden, only the oinen is not allowed to do loeg l'rash. Yeah, but other people can. Miman of Shach. If this is loeg l'rash, if the mace is somehow insulted by the fact that that people eat in front of him, so if I'm not related to the mace, I'm allowed to do it? Mechitaisi, what's going on here? So that's another strong question. The whole thing seems very obscure. So, in the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that way. Shulchan Aruch says, Misha meis lemeis, shulchag lisabel olav, kodim kvura, echel b'bay sacher, etc. And here we have a very interesting machlekes Shach and Taz. The Shach and the Taz seem to be saying almost the same thing, but really they're not. They're different. Let's start with the Taz for now. The Taz brings down Rashi, the Havikilogla Rashi. It's interesting, by the way, the Besiyosef in Inchas Tzitzis says that most Divrei Rashi are not lahalocha. Rashi, if you learn a sugya from the Gemara all the way to halocha in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, usually Rashi, most cases, and that's Besiyosef, not me, yeah? Rashi Sama is not halocha, not necessarily like him. Here, the Shach and the Taz bring down Rashi's reason, both of them, and apparently, if you look up in the sugya itself, as far as I saw, no other Rishon gives an explanation to this particular part of the sugya. Why not to eat in front of the mace? So since Rashi seems to be, as my American friends say, the only game in town, Rashi is the only one that brings pshat, so the Shach and the Taz are following Rashi, you know, they use what they have. And says the Taz, can't perish Rashi, and he's asking my second question. Everyone, or no one, should eat in front of the dead. And then he says, "Lefi shadav kechayv bekvurosoi, yesh cheshash b'mashe einoi oisek bekvurosoi." A person that's meant to deal with a kvura and doesn't, v'yoshev lechol bifnei ames. Ad kan l'shoinoi. Yeah. In other words, says the Taz that this is an interesting form of loig l'rash. We're talking here about a person that's meant to be oisek bekvura. And instead of being oisik bekvura, he sits and eats in front of the face of the mace, and that is chashash of loig l'rash. What does that mean? Which loig l'rash does that belong to? We're not talking about mitzvahs. We're talking here, I would say, possibly about, it's a form of ignoring the mace, meaning, if you're not related to the mace, and there's a Leviah going by, and you completely ignore the mace, you don't even do the minimum Dalet Ames, that is considered as Loig L'Rash by anybody. Any Yid is mechuyev to show some kind of minimal respect to the dead. But if you're a relative, an Oinen, the whole idea of Oinen, if you look at the Nimukhi Yosef, the Ritva, everyone in the Sugya say that the reason, but for the second part of the Braisa, the reason why one should not indulge with Bosser V'yayin, yeah, and one should not lean, and one should not be Mekai Mitzvahs, according to many Rishonim, is because the Oinen has to have one track mind. He has to only think about the Mesa's needs right now. The mace should be the best and first priority of the person. And therefore nothing else should be done, nothing of importance, nothing that needs concentration should be done. Neither eating nor mitzvahs. Now that we talk about having a small snack, we assume that the person is doing his job, he is a good oinen, he is a good loleinu, son, brother, whatever it may be, husband, yeah. He is dealing with a mace, and now he's taking a short break. He's not meant to fast completely. He's only eating his quick, you know, smoked salmon sandwich or something. But that should not be done in front of the mace. Not in front of the mace, because it seems nearer as if you are shaking off your responsibilities as a person that's meant to deal with a rush. With the dead. Now, one could still ask a question, so why can I eat outside in the other room? I'm still not dealing with the mace. The same 5-10 minutes that it takes the person to eat the sandwich or whatever, the quick meal, in front of the dead or not in front of the dead is the same thing. So the answer is, this was said by one other Talmud, is that Loeg L'Rash has the Loeg, and it is, you need two for a tango, you need two for the relationship. As far as I'm concerned, as Chas v'Shalom, not me, as far as may everyone in the family leave at around 20, as far as the Oinen is concerned, then what? The Oinen should not do things that are mamish chutzpah to be done in the day of Aninus, that should not be done anywhere. That is essentially considered as something not to be done because you're not dealing with the kvura. Don't start a whole fancy meal here with big steaks and wine. It's not the right time. You have to by the way, the Rishonim explained that that's why an oinen, although he is already mechuyev in certain halachos of avelus, as opposed to common knowledge, he is already at certain parts of avelus, but he is supposed to wear his shoes. One only takes off his shoes Yeah, after the kvur. Why? He has to have his shoes so he can run around. He has to run around and do things. That's why he keeps on his shoes dafka. Yeah, he's meant to be on the ball, on the run all the time. Masha'enkin to have a quick sandwich is not essentially bad. One's allowed to have, is entitled to have his, you know, 10-15 minutes, quick meal. Very good. Exactly. And he needs to eat in order to function because it's a very lolein busy day. But to do it in front of the mace, then mitzad the mace's side, that looks like you're ignoring. I'll give a moshel that we said. The moshel, may we not need hospitals either. Yeah, not for us the mace. But if one is stuck in a hospital where the service is not exactly, the prime thing, the best thing, and the nurses don't come on time. So if a nurse starts having a whole meal in the other room, the staff room, she's starting to have 7 courses dinner, and everybody else needs their IV and their stuff and their things changed, that's wrong conceptually. That's wrong essentially. If the nurse has a quick meal, she's entitled to have the quick meal. But everybody can feel that if the nurse has her quick meal in front of you, one needs his IV changed and she changed and something checked and the blood pressure, and she's having her meal even in front of you, it may be okay for her, but not okay for you. So in other words, I think that the Taz belongs to the section of ignoring. It's a form of ignoring. By the way, according to the Taz, and here we're getting to the Shach, according to the Taz, says the Pesach Tshuva, he brings down that according to the Taz, what would be on Shabbos, for example, what would be on Shabbos? Can one eat, not bosa v'yam, can one eat a regular meal, let's say, or a sandwich, whatever, small lecha mishnah shalashudis in front of the mace? What do you say? Very good. Exactly. Right. On Shabbos, anyway, one's not meant to be oisik with the dead. The dead seems to be out of the picture anyways. And therefore, according to the Taz, then one on Shabbos may eat even in front of the dead. I don't know if the meal would be so enjoyable, but halachically, that is allowed according to the Taz. What about other people that are not related? No, we said they're not men, they're not the nurse, they're not the caretaker, and therefore they may munch their meal in front of the dead. Comes the Shach. Shomer is more chomer than Oinen. Yeah, there are 3 dinim in the sugya: Shomer, Oinen, and Loeg L'Rash. True, Shomer is even more than Oinen because Shomer is mamish hands on. Yes, so that's true. However, the shomer, would you argue, is not mechuyev. It may be a shliach of the other person. Yeah. Now, the shach.
Hands on.
No, I didn't mean hands on. No. I mean eyes on. He's hawking the mace. No, the Gemara says one shomer the mace from achbarim, from mice. You know, if one mouth comes and when the cat's away, the mice play, so the cat can go to daven or eat. Says the shach. The shach just says basically loeg l'rash, pure and simple. And the Shach says at the end, zavade osur afilu b'shabbos. He doesn't bring down Rashi kiloeg l'rash, and he doesn't say loshen chashash. The Shach says loeg l'rash, finished. I mean, okay, he says more, but basically by sacher mutar lefanav ikam shum loeg l'rash umechel befanav zavade osur afilu b'shabbos. So the Shach says this is regular loeg l'rash even on Shabbos. Obviously, as the Pesach Tshuva points out, the Shach did not learn like the Taz. He does not believe this has to do with kroivim that have to deal with a kvura, because this is even on Shabbos. Says Pesach Tshuva, the Shach would say that this applies to other people as well. And when the Braisa said Meisoi, it's lav davka, it's only for the Sefer. The Sefer that says not to eat a festive meal is talking about davka and oinen. Wherever the oinen may be, he's meant to run around and deal with a mace. But the Reisha, when we talk about eating in front of the mace directly, that applies to anybody. And it applies even in Shabbos. Why? Loeg L'Rash. According to the Shach, this is like pure Loeg L'Rash. Just like you're not allowed to wear tefillin in front of him, you can't eat in front of him. And this is again a Pele. Where did he take it from? I'm not ignoring him exactly. And on the other hand, I'm not doing any mitzvah, and he's not jealous and not salivating from watching me eating. So let's go back to the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis. We're running out of time. I think we will just have enough time. Yet no guarantee regarding the Rabbeinu Yoina issue at the beginning. Maybe we'll get there too. The Gemara Gimel Amud Beis brings down something that can shed a lot of light on the sugya. There's a different kloshon, another Ikad Amri. The Gemara says, Ikad Amri, afilu b'divrei Torah, v'kol sheken mili de'alma. Meaning, According to the other Ikud Amri, the second Ikud Amri, when one is in front of a dead person, he should not say Dvorim Betelim. Why? When in front of the dead, according to this Girsa, that was not Gepaskin in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a Machlokes in the Poiskim, one should not say Dvorim Betelim in front of the mace. Don't talk about the royal family in front of, with all due respect to them, yeah? In front of the mace. Still Dvorim Betelim. Why not? He's not jealous. So what's wrong? And here Rashi keeps quiet. What's going on? So, the Tosfos Rosh, the Ritzvah, they do connect that Lishna to the need to deal with the mace. And again, they say, when one is in front of the mace, he's meant to deal with his tzrochim, and the Ritzvah says, it's mitzad v'asisa yosher v'atoiv, he says the mace is hurt, his emotions are being hurt, yeah, when you deal with other things and not him. He needs all your attention, it's very attention-seeking, kind of person, the mace. And this does not explain to us the Shach, still, right? Because on Shabbos, we're not meant to deal with the Hesped or the needs of the mace. The Meiri brings a completely different pshat. In a few words, he turns around the whole story. Everything changes. Talk to Meiri, he starts off like the other Rishonim. You have to deal with the mace, his kvura, his trochim, his needs. He needs all your attention. But then he says, "Oi, the other thing that you should say in front of the mace, yeah, in contrary to Dvar B'Teilim, is Lesaper Sham Derech Teichochas Inyonei Misa. Derech Teichochas Inyonei Misa, Derech Klal Oi Derech Prat." So the Meiri moved from the dead to death. You hear what he's saying? Teichochas Inyonei Misa. There is a dead person in front of one. Ploini has a dead person in front of him, related or not related, and he's talking shtiyot. He's talking nonsense. He's talking about the prince and the duke and Obama. Yeah? No. One should be awestruck, should be maybe shocked to a way, and do talk only about Teichochas Inyone Misa. The fact that a person passed away should give us some kind of Teichocha. Derech Klal Oy Derech Prat. Either relating to Oy Vay Voy, this person died young or from Machla or whatever, Lo'aleinu, or Derech Klal, in general, about death. Having said that, that could make a big difference to our sugya. I would like to make a disclaimer here, yeah? If you learn the sugya more be'iyun, this is not pure loy glarash either, what the Meiri says, not necessarily, because the halacha, as we said, it doesn't, the Shulchan Aruch at least, doesn't paskin that you have to keep shtum completely, you don't say anything, even dvorim betelim. Well, eating, Shulchan Aruch does paskin. You're not allowed to eat. That's not so schwer, because one could argue that to eat is worse than to speak dvorim betelim. Eating is more physical. You're in some kind of spiritual musar dikematziv, you're not meant to eat. To speak dvorim betelim, shtikl, whatever, ich weiß nicht, jen is the, to be, I don't know exactly, I was never in such a situation, but to say some kind of dvorim betelim is not the end of the world. Maybe misa is just, maybe achila is the same thing, just worse. You're more involved in mamish eating. But now, if you look at the Meiri conceptually, we may possibly connect it to the Shach. The Shach will tell you as well. True that on Shabbos, one is not supposed to talk about the dead person's needs, etc. It's not so poshut, by the way, but begadol generally, that the way it is. One could also, you could also argue with me, I'm trying to make a shidduch between the Meiri and our sugya, and you could say that on Shabbos, you know, all the Sipur Tzadikim that we heard in Chedra Talmud Torah or whatever, that, you know, the Tzadik had heard of a relative dead Nifter, and on Friday, and the whole Shabbos, he was Besimcha, Besimcha, and only Motzei Shabbos he cried. Yeah, we all heard these Heilige Gemaisim. So the thing is, true that on Shabbos one may not actively talk about Teichochas Inyonei Misa, true, but there's something called the gray area, the parit zone, not active, yeah, but not active the other way, which means on Shabbos or at any time where the dead person, the nifter, is in front of one, on Shabbos you may not have to deal with his Misa and talk about Misa, but don't eat. To do something that's actively, positively other way, that is still wrong. That is still wrong. In other words, when the dead person is there, the Shach would tell you, it's considered like Larashi, not ignoring him necessarily, but you're ignoring the message that he's conveying. A dead person's body is supposed to shock us. Yeah, Chalila, if one comes to such a situation, or Chavu Kadisha, whatever, a dead person's presence is supposed to put us in a different mindset 7 days a week. On Shabbos, you may not have to cry and talk about the Techacha, but on the other hand, to eat in front of him, again, shows lack of sensitivity to the matzav in general. And therefore, one could explain that this is the Loev L'Rash. May we have Lichtig a month? Full of Chaim. Excuse me? Because the mace is conveying a certain message, even though he himself doesn't need on Shabbos anything.